with information on the latest developments in assistive technology from the studios of 2RPH in Sydney, RPH Australia brings you AbleQuest. Hello, I'm Barbara Sullivan. Recently, we devoted an edition of AbleQuest to a new wheelchair technology, and we quoted the statistics behind wheelchair use. An estimated 1.2 million people, or 6.3% of the Australian population, experience disabilities with a profound or severe core activity limitation. That is, they either always or sometimes need assistance with self-care, mobility, or communication. Many of these 1.2 million people have cerebral palsy, a physical disability that affects the way people move. In fact, it is the most common disability in childhood. An Australian child is born with cerebral palsy, or CP, every 15 hours. The CP Alliance, the peak support organisation, was established some 68 years ago. Until recently, it was known as the Spastic Centre, and can take pride in being the first organisation of its type in the world for people with cerebral palsy. Often in researching other technologies, we have heard mention of a very practical CP Alliance initiative called TASC, spelt T-A-S-C. So today we thought we should find out what the team in this unit do and whom they help. Sue Lord, Manager for Consultative Services at TASC, agreed to talk to me about their work. I asked her to start by explaining what the letters TASC, T-A-S-C, actually stand for.
These days, we try to describe TASC as a technology on seating assessment service. We originally used the name to stand for Technology Solutions for Computer Access, Seating and Communications, but we realise that's a bit of a mouthful for people to learn. So we try to stick just to using the name these days. We're a specialist service for anybody with a disability who has complex needs around technology or seating and power of mobility.
And you operate within the Cerebral Palsy Alliance, do you, within the organisational structure?
We do. We're part of the Therapy Services Division of Cerebral Palsy Alliance, and we cover the whole of New South Wales and ACT as well.
Are your services just for those with cerebral palsy? Because it seems that you have a wider application for people who fall outside that but still experience much of the same physical disabilities.
Absolutely. We have some services which are restricted to people with cerebral palsy, such as our seating assessment service, because it's quite a specialist complex area. But we realise that there's a large number of people across New South Wales and ACT who can benefit from our technology services. And so we are open to referrals and inquiries from anybody who feels that they would benefit from some support with communication, computer access, or environmental control units that can allow them to control their own home.
So let's go back and talk about the actual services that you provide. My understanding is that you kind of divide it into two areas, one into consultative services and one into the actual equipment services. Would you like to explain that?
Yes, we have two sections. We have our consultative services, who are our therapy team, and they will assist people with assessing their needs around seating or technology. And they will also assist with setting up that technology, trialing it, and actually continuing to support it into the long term for some people as well. Our equipment services team actually build custom molded seating. That's seating that would go inside a wheelchair for somebody who can't sit upright and comfortably in a standard wheelchair seat. Many of the wheelchairs that you'll see people using either have a fold-up seat or just a flat base, but many of our clients can't actually support themselves in that seating very comfortably. So we can build some foam molded seating that can be comfortable, cool, and suit their needs for the long term.
So it's an overlay to existing wheelchairs. Somebody would come along and bring their existing wheelchair to you, and you would work with that.
Absolutely. So we will work with the client and with their own therapist, who will have helped them to decide on which particular wheelchair suits them, because they may want a powered wheelchair or they might need a wheelchair that doesn't have power controls. But we would actually build the seating system out of shaped foam to go on top of that. And there's a few different ways that we can do that, either using different moulding systems according to what the person needs.
So is this mostly for adults? Because I know that a lot of what you do is work with younger children and the youth. So do you start, for example, working with them on custom seating when they're young, and as they grow, their body shape changes and their needs change?
Absolutely. As children are growing all the time, we try and avoid using the really custom moulded systems because they're going to grow out of them quite quickly. And in those cases, there's lots of modular systems around now that we can also use, we can recommend, and we can set up for people. So we can use different parts to hold them in position and allow that system to grow with the child. Of course, we do have some children who can't sit in those systems very comfortably, and we do mould them in those cases. But we realise that it means coming back for repeated visits time and time again as they grow out of each mould. And that's not what something that most people want to do. The fewer appointments, the better, is quite often the way for people.
The experts at TASC would understand all the sorts of wheelchair technology that's out there, the smart wheelchairs, for example, that are being developed. And it was interesting, we had on the program not so long ago a young fellow via UTS, Jordan Nguyen, and he mentioned to us with his smart wheelchair system that he had been talking to the CP Alliance. Would you like to comment on conversations with Jordan?
Absolutely. We have talked to Jordan. We've actually been very lucky. He's come out here to our centre at Allambie Heights and allowed many of our therapy staff and many of our clients, and whether that's children and adults, to come in and see his wheelchair in action. There's lots of technology that he's working on that will be really, really appropriate for our clients. Obviously, it's still in that development stage right now, so we've been talking to him about some ideas of how that could be adapted to suit the particular needs of our client group. He said he's working, most of his work at present is aimed at people who've had very specific brain injuries or spinal injuries. So it needs some adaptation to make it work for our clients with cerebral palsy who might have different physical needs. They might have more extra movements that they can't control, which you might not see so often with some of our spinal clients.
Do you see any other interesting developments in wheelchair technology?
In wheelchair technology, there's lots of small changes coming on right now. There is lots more modular systems, which is allowing us to make more adaptations for clients in chairs that can then grow with them for a longer period of time. And that's really great to see, because for a long time people have been very limited in that side. In terms of the power controls for wheelchairs, that will allow people who beforehand we might not have considered able to control their own powered wheelchair. We've got lots more coming around in terms of head control and switch control that's a bit more adaptable and easy to use. Because if you can imagine having to use your head to control a wheelchair, your head's quite heavy, and every time you're having to make a movement, it's quite a lot of strain on your neck. So there's some new systems out that are allowing us to reduce that strain and make it more comfortable for people.
We seem to have spoken quite a bit now about wheelchairs and custom seating and accessories. Yeah. There's another whole exciting area that TASC works with on communications, for example. Tell me about some of the exciting things that you're doing there.
Oh, some of the most exciting things that have come out over the past few years and which are developing day by day is the use of mainstream technology, things like iPads and Android tablets, to run communication software and allow people to use a mainstream device, where 5-10 years ago we would have had no choice but to go and buy a specific device from a manufacturer who only makes communication devices. There is always going to be a market for that type of technology, because there will be some equipment that just can't quite be replicated on iPads or similar devices. But it's great to see that this technology is becoming a lot more affordable, and a lot more accessible for people. We've also got some really lovely new technology out around eye gaze, and people will have heard of Google Glasses.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually been working on with some versions of those type of glasses for several years, mostly using a small camera at the moment rather than something mounted actually on the glasses, but allowing people to control everything on their computer and their communication device just by moving their eyes. And that's a great technology to be able to have for people who beforehand really didn't have the ability to control things independently. We've got a lovely lady that we work with, and she's a wonderful person to use as an example, because through moving her eyes, she controls everything in her life. She decides who's going to work which shifts as her care support staff.
Mm.
She manages her finances, her budget. She accesses the internet.
How phenomenal.
She emails us and tells us when she wants something adapted on her system.
Mm.
And she makes all of her own life decisions just using that eye movement.
And some of the things you've talked about there, the fact that they can use an iPad and mainstream devices, yeah, makes them more normal.
Exactly. It's not only more accessible, but it is also something that's more socially acceptable. Nobody,
yeah,
wants to have something that makes them stand out visually. So having something that just looks like a normal device is fantastic.
That was Sue Lord, Manager for Consultative Services at TASC at the CP Alliance. And next edition, we will continue the conversation with Sue about new technologies TASC has in the pipeline. You have just been listening to AbleQuest, a program that looks at developments in assistive technology. I'm Barbara Sullivan. Thank you for listening, and goodbye till next program.